Aye.
All the water.
Drank all the water?
Uh-huh. And then your wife might say,
have you all that water?
Drunk?
Well, what invitation would you give if you were asking someone to come to the table with you, meet with you?
Well, I think they say dinner is served.
Well, if you just had a friend here and you wanted to be friendly with him and ask him in to eat, you'd say,
have some supper with me? Or?
And when he was in there, if he stood around, brother,
just say, sit down and help yourself.
Uh-huh. And when he, what would you use for declining food if someone said, would you like some potatoes? You'd say,
no, thank you.
And just no thank you?
Well, I don't care for some or have some or something like that.
How about food that you eat at night and there's some left over and you have it the next noon, say? What would you call that?
That would be leftover food.
And the food has been... Let's say it's something that you cook at night and it's heated up. The
warmed
next
over.
I think I grew up on warmed over food. What do you do with food? You put it in your mouth and
chew it?
Uh-huh. Oh, here we are. We're back on this one. We're back to cornmeal again. You ever eat cornmeal and water boiled?
No, I think not.
How about mush?
Yes, that's right, I've eaten mush. Now my wife, not quite often, but occasionally, she'll make mush, but we slice it and brown it.
Fry. That's good, too. Yes. I think I'd just as soon eat that as anything.
Yes. Now, I don't think I would care for the mush before it is cooked that way. Mm-hmm. Just dip it out of the dish and put it in milk, a lot of people do, you know. I don't think I would care for that.
I don't. What is there anything else that people do with cornmeal that way?
Well, not that I know of. They make mush out of it, of course. Cornbread.
How about grits?
Well, now that's different. That's not cornmeal. Grits is cracked corn. That's what they call
corn. Cornmeal is ground corn.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
See, now grits, the way I understand grits, is you might say just corn cracked half. Uh-huh. It might be a little bit finer, but very seldom finer than just cracked half. That's they call grits, and then they have what they call hominy grits. I don't know just exactly what that is, because you know hominy is that puffed up corn, but I've heard them speak about hominy grits, but I don't know just exactly what that is. Mm-hmm. But just the plain grits is the corn cracked.
I forget where it was, but, oh, it was in Houston. I went to a meeting down there. Every meal we had that we had in the restaurant, they served us grits.
Well, that's quite a dish in the South.
We had it for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner. There were our grits.
That's quite a dish down in the South.
We also had it in Montgomery, Alabama, during the war.
Yes.
I was going through a school there, and every meal there would be these grits. Yeah. I wasn't used to them. I'd come from California, and I couldn't quite figure them out. And of course, the Army cooks just put them together and cooked them until they were like glue.
Yeah.
I guess they figured they'd stick to our ribs. Let's see, now out in back of your house, you may have one now, you probably had a place to grow food for the table.
Garden.
Did you make a distinction between, did you call this one where you grew food?